Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Mets, of course, who season on the line here, final six. Yankees, BT, on the contrary, can clinch a playoff spot tonight against the White Sox. Still division up for grabs a little bit there.
Yeah.
I know it's not likely, but Yankees, if the Yankees run the table, which is very, very possible, and Toronto playing a tough series with Boston, right? This first, these first three games.
So basically, I had it yesterday. Okay, so if the Yankees go 6-0, and the Jays goes and the Jays go 4-2, Toronto wins the division.
Right. So they're going to need Toronto to go 3-3.
Yeah. If the Yankees go 5-1, Toronto 3-3. Well, then yeah. If the Yankees go 6-0 and Toronto 3-3, then they'd win. But if the Yankees go 5-1,
then they need 2-4.
Correct.
Yeah. Which is, by the way, it's possible.
That's possible.
Toronto
Yankees look good.
Yeah. I mean,
they're playing well.
They're playing bad teams. So this is not a surprise. It's not knocking the Yankees. It's saying that the reason why they're back in the division here is because they were playing bad teams for a prolonged stretch to close out the year. So the idea that you could go 6-0 or 5-1 is very realistic, and I'm not saying like the Blue Jays aren't a given to me. They're going to have to go out there and earn it. The Yankees are going to make them earn that division title. Either way, we'll get into the baseball more next hour. Nick is in Astoria, Queens. What's up, Nick?
Hey, good morning, boys. How's everything?
Good. What's up?
What up, Nick?
Good. So I love the back and forth between you guys this morning. It's amazing, by the way. So.
Thanks.
So my point is, and I'm being a non-biased Jets fan here, we know one thing or another about not developing a quarterback, that's for sure. I think that the best option for the Giants is to let him sit behind Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston because they're both veterans and they can teach him a lot. And we know the Giants have not been able to develop a quarterback in a long time, especially under this owner and especially under the coaching staff that they have. So the best option, I believe, is to have him sit out this year and hope that, they have a new coaching staff next year so he can start off fresh.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think he's an absolute problem just waiting. I wanted the Jets to trade up for him in this year's draft, and we didn't do it, but I've been watching him for a while, and he is an absolute problem. I promise you that.
All right, but the one thing I would disagree there, Nick, and thank you for the call, is that you want Dable fired. Like, to me, that's going back to something we said last year, not keeping this thing on the same timetable. If they're going to bring Shannon Dable back, it should be beyond this year. Think of it this way, too. For those of you who want to start Jackson Dart, like, what harm, what bad is going to come if the Giants keep Jackson Dart on the bench for another 10 weeks? Like, what bad can come of that?
Nothing.
Losing more games. Okay, so what? You've already lost a million games. You're not going anywhere this year anyway. There is no bad that can come. Okay, you don't have the excitement, the fan base. Who cares?
Like tickets are sold already, by the way.
Stay through the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Stay disciplined. Like, no bad, no harm, no damage can be done by keeping Jackson Dart on the bench.
Yeah.
It's not only the, like, safe is the wrong word. It's the smart decision to do. No harm. Only good can come of it. He's going to learn more. He's going to get more anxious. He's going to take in everything he possibly can while still getting some action on the field the way that he's been worked in here. Maybe that becomes a little bit more. There's no need to fire that salvo now. No harm can come from having him sit on the bench. Whereas if I ask you what harm can come of starting him in week four.
Yeah, well, we know the answer. It's he can get hurt. He's not ready. He can regress, et cetera. So here's the only, and I wouldn't use the word, you know, harm or hurt, but I do think this is an element of like they've got to incorporate this into their thought process. Now, you know where I stand. I wouldn't play him for a while. Same with you. We're on the same page, okay? The Giants are going to, you would imagine, be picking very early in the NFL draft coming up this year. Now, the one thing that I do think is important, that they do get a good enough read on Jackson Dart going into the draft so they know whether or not if they have to do something in the draft,
right. Okay?
And obviously, if you play him week 13 or 14, you might not get that answer. So I think the kind of slicing it down the middle, you know, week 10-ish, maybe at Chicago, week 11, whatever, as we discussed. But the quarterback draft is awful this year. So, and again, I'm not going to get too weedsy on the, nobody wants to hear this now, but just understand the kid from LSU is, okay, he's pretty interesting. Kid at South Carolina is pretty interesting. The kid at Indiana, his name is Mendoza, whatever. And there's a kid at Oregon, Dante Moore. But only one or two of those kids are thought to be going in the top 12 or 13 picks. And even the kid from LSU, Nussmeier, nobody really thinks that this quarterback crop is good at all. So how depressing would it be, Sal, when they do play Jackson Dart, if he doesn't show a lot for the future, and then you pick one, two, or three, and there's not even any good quarterbacks you have access to.
Yeah, I don't think
that. Which could be also an issue for the Jets, too, by the way, down the road, just to throw that in.
And obviously the Jets need a future quarterback. The Giants hope they have theirs. There's a long way to go.
There's definitely a long way. The only reason I say that is because you do want to have maybe not a definitive answer on Dart by the end of the year, but you want to have some intel to make an educated decision.
Stan is calling from Denville, New Jersey. What's up, Stan?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Stan.
Two quick asides before my point. One, you guys have the best show on the radio, no doubt about it. And Sal, best sportscaster on the radio.
Well, we appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
Maybe he can finally get an Emmy.
He should have gotten an Emmy. Giants, I feel like Dart should not start this year. I mean, Dable has proven what he is. He stinks. They talk about him being a quarterback whisperer. Josh Allen's gotten better. Has anyone Dable's coach gotten better here?
No.
I believe they're going to waste Jax's talent if they start him early and let Dable screw him up.
No, guys that Dable have coached, Stan, have gotten better, just not here. They've gotten better when they left here, and thank you for the call. Daniel Jones gotten significantly better through 3 weeks in Indianapolis. Saquon Barkley has been much better in Philadelphia. So I don't think you could look at Dable and say, first of all, there's no such thing as quarterback whisperer. My issue is not the quarterback whispering. It's the offensive design, setup, philosophy, whatever you want to say. They don't score enough points. End of story. They haven't done it. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is, what the offensive line is, what weapons you draft. They haven't scored enough points.
Zal, here's... Oh, God, this is going to sound really, really mean, but I don't mean it to be this way. There's no evidence for me, or simply not enough evidence, that Brian Daboll's a good coach.
Right.
Forget about the connection to Dart and the quarterback stuff, and this is what he does best. Forget about that stuff for a second. Do the Giants look like a well-oiled machine in the other aspects of the game on a weekly basis? The answer is overwhelmingly no. They look, whether it's penalties or just a very basic, benign playbook or whatever it might be, the Giants are not good. Okay, so this thought that Brian Daboll, if it works out with Dart, is going to ascend to some amazing head coach, I just don't think that that's true.
If you're a good head coach, you establish an identity sooner rather than later. It is year four. If I ask you what is the New York Football Giants identity and what has it been since Brian Daboll's year, your answer would be what?
I would honestly say a lack of offense. Like, I know. That's right. Like, because they never score.
Right. That's unfortunate. Like, there is no identity, and that would be the one thing that's happened consistently. They can't score.
Yeah.
The offense isn't good enough. This is an offensive guy. So, not trying to rip on Daboll. Like, I believe in his mentality, his passion. He's certainly, like, a good football coach. Is he a good head coach?
There's no evidence that he is, really. There's not. Even, I mean, that's just saying it for what it is, man.
Even with being the coach of the year, year one, it was always, well, look what he did with the parts that weren't working before he got here.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of merit to that. Like, okay, that's a great job. You've got to build on that. You've got to build on that year two, year three, and now year four. Like, he just hasn't done it without establishing, hey, well, at least this is what we're going to do. Here's our offensive scheme. And you could see it and say, well, that's something that you could be excited about. Or we're going to be buttoned up team and play the game hard and in the trenches. Or a defense. Or a special teams. Like, yeah. They're all over the place. They don't.
There's other coaches around the NFL. And I remember when Garoppolo got hurt in San Francisco. Mullins and some other guys came off the bench, and they at least looked adequate.
Nick Mullins, yeah, remember?
Like, to me, that's representative of a system that is effective, and that you don't have to be a star to come in and play to do well. You know, he took, Shanahan took some fairly average players, and they had an elevated presentation because of what Shanahan created, but just offensively as a shell. And there's other examples around the league where starters go down, and all right, there might be a little bit of a drop, but it's not like a ton of bricks hitting the bottom. I don't see a team that is, it's not creative. Even the other night, we keep talking about when Russell Wilson threw the ball in the tunnel and off the goalpost, right? But even the play calling.
He was just itching to throw the deep ball, right?
I know he was.
He didn't want to throw it 10 yards or 20 yards. He wanted to throw it 50.
He wanted to hit the guy inside and standing outside the locker. No, but I mean, even like that play, that run, that quarterback keeper up the middle, like, what are we doing? Like, you're an offensive coach who we thought we're going to be innovative I said this yesterday, and this is dangerous. They are boring, and they are bad. I don't know how you can take that and look at Daboll and say he's absolutely the right guy if he has his quarterback. I can't say that with all due respect.
Yeah, boring and bad. That's why everybody wants Jackson Dart.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.